Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com. Sooner or later, this has got to
end. Welcome to another in a series of interviews about In Sounds of Chicago Government. I'm Dave Gloetz. In this episode, you'll hear Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi give an interesting insight into tax increment financing. Kagi's remarks come from an interview he did at the City Club of Chicago on September 5, 2024. In his comments, Kagi explained how the sinking property assessments of office buildings in Chicago's Central Business District don't necessarily result in lower property tax revenue for local governments. That, Kagi said, is due to tax increment financing districts. Here's the excerpt.
I was meeting with my counterparts in Philadelphia and New York and Boston and other areas. The same thing's happening. Higher-end office buildings are doing okay because there's a flight to quality. Rents are holding up better. Valuations are holding up better. Occupancy is holding up better in the trophy buildings and the A building.
Right.
The B and C buildings, the lower-end buildings, the lower-tier buildings, are the ones that are really feeling the structural change in the demand for office space because of work from home and other factors. But B and C is less than 5% of Chicago's tax base. So to start off with, there's less at risk than you'd think. Also, the way taxes work in Chicago and Cook County is that revenues aren't going to go down for them if this happens. The way taxes work here is that the levy that the city and other taxing bodies will receive is fixed, and it grows a little bit every year, regardless of what happens with assessments. So the city's not going to necessarily have a revenue issue if office buildings go down in value. They're going to get their money. They don't need to raise taxes. Now, but the issue is, does that get shifted onto others in a zero-sum system? The thing that's going to be the real shock absorber for Chicagoans is that a lot of our office space is within TIFs. So TIFs, for those of you who don't know, are tax increment financing districts. And when you create a TIF, you lock in place the value that was there at the time. Any incremental value accrues not to the tax base of the city of Chicago or the other taxing bodies, but instead goes to the TIF itself. And that means that if TIFs were created years ago as value grew, all that value is not part of Chicago's tax base. It's part of the base of the TIFs. As value comes down, the TIFs will take the first hit and absorb the hit of any downshift in value before Chicagoans in their tax base feel that hit.
It's an unrealized gain that
yeah,
goes up.
There we go. So be careful if you're borrowing against anticipating revenues in TIFs.
Right.
That's what I tell our friends at the city of Chicago as they think about this.
That's all we've got for this episode. You can find the episode at shygov.com by going to the money menu and choosing tax increment financing. As always, listeners, we welcome your comments, questions, and suggestions for future interviews. Using email, you can get those to us via comment at shygov.com. Using Facebook, go to facebook.com/insidegov. And on Twitter or X, find us at CHIGOVT. I'm Dave Gloetz. Thanks for listening.